How's it going, everyone? B-Smitty here, as usual, as always. Someday I'll have someone else on here. Possibly. So, this week is kind of crazy. My brother and I are remodeling at East of Chicago Pizza in Wellington. We're doing the redoing the whole dining room. So this week's pretty much shot for 98% of creativity. It's mostly just, a lot of tiring. I'm tired, obviously. just being tired and a lot of just long days of remodeling. So there really isn't any time for me to do much of anything. I wanted to record this podcast. I've been wanting to do a podcast about websites. So figure I'd at least try to get this recorded, and I'll get it up at some point. So if you're listening to it, this was probably recorded the previous week. So websites, there's a lot of, I've seen recently a lot of different conversations and posts and videos and whatever on the internets about the importance of a website. And interestingly, there's a lot of people who say that you don't need a website, or there's a waste of money, or you just don't need it. I 100% do not agree with that. I think it's super important to have your own website, because you can't create your own world on a social platform. It's just not. I mean, you can have your content on a social platform, obviously, but you can't create your own world on that. Your social platform looks exactly like mine, and exactly like Sally's and Jimmy's and everyone else's. Like everyone that has. And that's kind of, a lot of it's like, oh, you can have, you know, Facebook as your business page, but your business page looks exactly like every other person's business page, except your picture or your video, obviously. So you're, you know, when someone's, you know, sees your content, they're surrounded by Facebook ads and Facebook and the color scheme of Facebook. And same thing with Instagram, you know, it's just the image or the video, which is fine, which is obviously, you know, that's what it is. I tend to see those as distribution platforms. Those are the magazines of now. You can definitely, you know, there's different ways of going about it. You can use Instagram, you know, as like, you know, just distribution only. You can use Instagram as something that uses distribution and try to create revenue off of. And same thing with Facebook. You know, you can, there's different ways of using the platforms, and each way is completely okay to do. But as how I see it, I guess the best way for me to describe it is that it is like the magazine era of now. So if you're really trying to reach a certain thing, you target that in Facebook. That's obviously why they have it. Facebook is definitely a pay-to-play platform. If you have a business page, if you just, you know, post without paying money, not many people are going to see it. So that's why they, you know, have the boost post, and they tell you to boost it every time you post something. It's because they want you to pay money so people can see it. I have a few people I talk to often about like my own Facebook posts and their Facebook posts. None of them ever see it. And they're people who follow my stuff every single day. So I think there's, you know, it's definitely leveraged in a way for you to pay, which is, you know, Facebook is a business, you know, it's not like they shouldn't do it. Facebook is like the number one platform, obviously. So, you know, it only makes sense that you have to pay to reach it out there, because like I said, this is the magazines today. It's just like, if you wanted a bunch of people to see it, you know, 10, 20 years ago, you had to, you know, pay an advertisement on in a magazine to get it out there. So it's just a new era. It's just the way everything is going. I think a lot of platforms will probably be doing something similar to it eventually. Or they'll just be forcing, even if you get like the, you know, the pure reach, which Instagram has already changed to an algorithm. So, you know, you never really know exactly who's going to see what, you know, you can't get on that program of, you can't get on the program of, okay, I haven't checked Instagram for a few hours, so I'm going to scroll to where I seen the last photo. That doesn't exist anymore. So you never really know either, you know, if, you know, everyone that, you know, scrolls their Instagram is going to see it. So, and they're already on the, you know, boost, you know, I don't think they call it that, but you can, you know, advertise your Instagram photo within Instagram. And, you know, that's just their beginning of, you know, getting you to pay to get the reach. And pretty soon stories will be the same way, I'm sure, where you pay some money, you'll be pushed towards the front and you'll stay at the front, you know, or you'll be, your story will be shown to people who don't follow you in between their friends' stories, which that exists already too, or something similar to it. I'm not too sure if it's exactly like that or not yet, but either way, I'm kind of drifting a little bit from the websites, but I'm kind of just making a point of, you know, the a social platform is completely different than a website. Honestly, they're not even really comparable in my eye, because your website's going to be there. It's your world. So obviously if you like your world, it's going to be there. It's not going to go anywhere. You're not going to, you know, become like an unpopular platform, then disappear. Your website's your website. If you have a fan base, or if you have, you know, a business that you're going to keep continually bringing new customers or clients or whatever it is, they'll go to your website and they'll be there. It's not like, oh, I have a Facebook, and then all of a sudden Facebook isn't quite as hip anymore. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, there's a new platform that a lot of people are using. Then all of a sudden you got to migrate over there because you don't have a website and you want to be, you know, relevant. And which, you know, I think it's important if you want to, be relevant. I think that's kind of the tricky thing of, like, that's kind of hard for people, is maintaining a website, which these days maintaining a website is just as easy as maintaining an Instagram account. You know, 10 years ago, I started my website in 2006. It was a little bit more complicated. I had basically had to make a blog from scratch. They didn't really have like a template platform for a blog. And back then I had to have a contract for my domain name through this hosting service. It was a whole different, having your own website wasn't a normal thing back in 2006. But really for the past, like, probably, I don't even know, probably like 8 years, 7 years, 10 years, it's been kind of like a normal thing where you can have a website and everyone can do it. And everyone could do it before, obviously, but it wasn't quite a normal thing. When I was shooting photos back in 2006, I didn't know anyone else, even like on, like, when MySpace was cool, there wasn't many photographers, because MySpace wasn't really used like how social media platforms are used now. Because most people use social media to either show their work, you know, show their photos, their paintings, their videos, or, you know, they show their family and kids. And it's kind of like more of like a, even if you're not promoting something to sell, you're promoting whatever you're wanting to talk about in a sense. MySpace, I think, was more, it was like, you know, obviously it was a newish, probably, you know, pretty much the first big thing before, you know, social media became a thing with Facebook. And, you know, my recollection with MySpace, it was more of like how many friends can you get, and who is like in your important friends, and you style your page, which I think is still, you know, an interesting thing that they allowed that back then, because no one else does that now that has a social platform. I mean, you can use Tumblr, you know, within a website. I did that at one point, but that's not really a social platform. Or, you know, it's not, it doesn't even compare to like Facebook and Snapchat and all those. It's just a blog hosting platform basically, which is totally cool. Now, that's the great thing about Tumblr, is if you just want a blog only, you can have a domain name for Tumblr. So right there is an easy way. If you want a blog only and using Tumblr, if you have a Tumblr, it's a good way to go about doing it. I was going somewhere with this whole talk with MySpace. Oh yeah. But I even knew then that it was a insanely great distribution platform, because they had this thing called bulletins, and not a lot of people use bulletins, but a lot of people like commented about them. So like I think a lot of people just didn't know what to put in them, but they like checking them. It's like a, you know, it wasn't like the normal thing to have like a social platform then. So it was like kind of like, I think a lot of people were kind of like self-conscious of what to put on there. It wasn't like normal to like talk about, you know, whatever. So I use that as new photo on my website, new photo on my website, like just like I still do to this day. And, you know, it got a lot of, you know, traction on MySpace. And so I used it for my website then. So I was kind of, I guess, like early on, like, you know, I just knew early, I just knew right away that whatever MySpace was great for showing your work elsewhere. And then, you know, that just led to the next platforms, and I still continue to do it. But the prime example with this is, say if I didn't want to have a website, and I was doing great on MySpace, and, you know, I got a lot of feedback, and a lot of people seem real interested, and then all of a sudden Facebook comes around, and MySpace pretty much drops dead immediately. It took a while for Facebook, though, like, because I joined Facebook pretty early on. It took a while for Facebook to gain traction of it being a good distribution platform. Early on, it was a little different. There wasn't even like the feed or whatever the wall. I don't even know what the heck they call it. it was a lot different even then. But it goes to show there's times that there's windows of opportunity with a certain platform, and then another platform come around and you start building, working it up, and then you have to deal with the changes of the platform, and then something else is cool, then not cool. So I think it's simple to say like, oh yeah, make a Facebook page, because that's what's, you know, the normal thing to do right now, and I think it'll be for quite some time. But at the same time, you'll be shocked about how many people are still not on Facebook. I mean, you probably, you know, whoever's listening to this probably knows some people who aren't on Facebook. And obviously, if you know some people, and then I obviously know some people. So every person knows some people that doesn't have Facebook. You add all those up, you have a ton of people, especially in just like a local area. You know, or if you're doing like any type of business or anything like that, it's super important to have your own website, because I still think, and I think it'll probably this way, no matter the social platform, is generally from what I've gathered from people, is they still love just going to your website, because it like there's nothing special about your Facebook page. There's nothing special about your Instagram page. You know, if someone goes to your Instagram page, they're just gonna scroll so fast they're not even paying attention to anything. Anyways, that's even if they go to your actual page. You know, they might go to it and follow it and then go back to, you know, their scrolling or other platform. There's no attention. This attention span is like a split second. It's enough to double tap or enough to hit that like button. If you're, you know, your photo on Instagram, you know, hit, you know, sparks that thing in their brain where they like it, you know, they'll just like it and they move on. There's no like, I'm going to really kind of hang out here. No, you know, no one's really like hanging out on your Instagram page. You know, you obviously will get, you know, some people checking it out, if, you know, if that's what they're into, but it's not a place for anyone. No one's going to go chill on your Instagram page. But people would go chill on your website. You know, you have a blog, you know, like that's what's interesting with analytics and stuff, of like, you know, just having a blog and seeing how long people are on our website between like clicks and certain pages and to the next page. And it's a completely, obviously you don't get those analytic type things with like an Instagram. I think they would not want you to have those analytics, because it is a scroll game, no matter the platform. I think that's why Facebook pushes video so much, because you're going to be, you know, sitting there watching a video. You know, it just has you on the platform longer. If you're watching a 5-minute Facebook video, you're on Facebook for the minimum of that time. And they know that from, you know, the view, you know, watch time and all that kind of stuff. So to kind of bring this all back together, I've kind of went on my thoughts on, you know, before I do wrap up that, is I think social media is like my favorite thing. My website is my favorite, obviously, but I think about the social media every day, because they are my distribution platforms. You know, there's definitely a lot of saying out there that you should really, you know, treat each social platform in a native way, which it's great if you have the time to really kind of create like if you shoot a photo and you kind of have a certain way of going about doing it on each platform. You know, Instagram is, you know, pretty much straightforward. If you have maybe like on Facebook, you post it with maybe like a story or something. You know, that's definitely that's definitely a way to go about it. But I think the best way to go about, if you're thinking a website, adding a website to your social media, you know, day-to-day life is like a lot to take on. I think the way to go about doing it is actually treating social media in a simple way. If you're spending a lot of time like creating content, not even creating, or if you have spending a lot of time like in post-production, you know, kind of getting stuff ready to post on social media and kind of like really overthinking each platform, I think you just need to deploy the content. I think it's just get it out there. I don't think it really matters. Like, say if you post a photo and you write a story, a very small percentage will even read the story. And then does the story really matter? That's where I think I would rather have that story on your website. So if you wanted to post the photos and then even on your website, check back later for a story if you wanted to try to get stuff out and try to get content done. I think that's what's nice about a website is the way it's 100% forgiving compared to if someone sees your phone on Facebook, that thing's going to disappear and then, you know, it's gone. You know, no one is going back to check out your photos from 2 months ago on Facebook. It's just not happening. That will never happen. But a website, that's a thing that does happen. People will go through your blog pages and check things out and read them and, those are the people who are actually taking the time to do it. You're not going to have a general fan scrolling past your old stuff. And that's why, you know, I post quite a few things on YouTube. And this is a prime example. If you say you find someone who you like watching on YouTube and they get a lot of views, say if you have someone that gets 1 million views a day, if you look back at their videos, and this is a good way to go about any type, you can kind of do your own analytics. I do this often of other people's work, kind of to get a grasp on how things do work on different platforms. Is okay, let's go back to that story. So, okay, you got a person who's posting a video often, and they're getting around 1 million views all the time. You can go back a year ago, 6 months ago, just go back in time, basically, with their older videos. They'll be like 200,000 views. 100,000 views. You know, what's interesting about that is no one is going, say someone has this big fan base now, they have 1 million views. They're not going back. they're not going back to watch those old videos. And I think that kind of shows that to not really overthink the distribution channels. What would be interesting to see is if like there's some big time people who don't have websites that it's surprising to me. Well, I said big time. I don't even know if they're big. There's people out there who really have a certain platform down that don't have a website. And to me, that is insane because they're just setting themselves up for not getting a true like following to like their own world or own like. It's hard, like, I mean, there's like the platform Vine, which was like super big. I remember it just being huge. This was probably 5 years ago. I could be even off on that, but everyone was talking about Vine every day. It was everywhere. Vine is now out of business. I don't know if anyone's buying it. It might just be done. It's been out of business for a little while now. But there's people making tons of money or had tons of followers or whatever on Vine, and then they've vanished after the fact because they nailed down the one platform. They didn't really kind of do anything else besides that, and that's okay. I mean, it's not like you have to, but I think this is kind of like this whole conversation is to someone who's really in the long-term creative game of like, you know, this is what you're doing the rest of your, like when I started photographing, I knew I'd be photographing until I'm an old dude. Like, so that's why I wanted to have the website. The website for me has been the most important thing that I've done on the internet. 100%. There's no, like, I mean, yeah, I think what the great thing about the Instagrams and the Facebooks is you can get noticed, but that's goes back to the story of it's just a new magazine. It happened then, it happened, you know, it happens now with that. It's this, it's just the, I think the hard thing is there's not the feedback. I mean, even if you go to like someone who is popular, they do have a website and they have a blog, and there's like a comment section on their blog. Like if you go to like their Facebook, they have like hundreds or thousands of comments. You go to their website, there's like two. But so that's the catch with a website, is there's not that like instant gratification of like, oh cool, I got a couple hundred likes, or you know, a couple thousand likes or comments, whatever. You don't get that on a website. But I think that's also on the flip side a better thing, because you're just doing your work. And I think that's one of my favorite things to always remind myself, is that I'm just doing my work. It doesn't really matter. Like, what's interesting is, listen right now, last Tuesday, you probably posted a photo on Instagram, if you're on Instagram. Do you remember how many likes it is? Do you remember what the photo it is? That's kind of the point I'm trying to prove here, is just creating, doing your work, getting it out there, and, you know, it could lead to another project. Say if you're a photographer, you're just doing your work, you're posting on your website, you're posting on social media, and then, you know, you potentially were thinking of, you know, combining it later as a book, or just its own standalone project on a website. And these are things I actually need to improve on, and I've been thinking about this nonstop, which is why I'm kind of wanting to do this as well. This podcast is also kind of like a self-therapy exercise, because it kind of even makes myself think harder. It makes me zone in on a certain topic, because obviously life can kind of get crazy. And, you know, you're just trying to, like I said, do your work. But, you know, sometimes you do need to sit down and reflect on what you're doing and what you can be doing better. And my website definitely could be a kind of more of a better feel. I think actually, I think I talked about in the podcast, and that's another thing. I always forget what I even talk about in these podcasts, like the previous ones. So that also goes to show, just keep on doing your work, because you might forget what you're doing anyways. But I redesigned my website to have like a landing page, and I think it needs to go, you know, back to a blog homepage. I always like, I tried it before, and I immediately get some feedback that's kind of like annoying, which that's just the new way of how people use the internet, because it's the least clicks the better. So if someone has to go to your website, click a couple of things to get to a blog, it's basically, make sure I'm not hitting buttons, I do that a lot. It's basically, you know, work, you know, to like, all right, I have to do this, load this, go over here, load that, and then stay there. I think it's good to have the blog at the homepage, because it's just there, your newest content is there. And, you know, they can navigate from that location. Only thing that's kind of, you know, with the blog right there, it's kind of like you can't really have like a proper, like, this is my website landing page. But I think that's just like romanticizing. You know, that's not really like a thing besides what's in my head. But I do need to do one idea I had. I guess I might as well just like mindlessly talk about some ideas I've had going on. Is I've been trying to think about things with a body of work or a collection or, you know, that type of thing, where I have some photos I'd like to have together. I released my book Now. That's what it's called. The title of the book's called Now. It was once on Amazon. Now it's on my website. You should check it out if you haven't yet. If you go to, I think there's a tab. I think it's under prints. It'll be in there. I need to kind of organize that stuff a little bit better, but I believe it's in the print section. I have so many prints available. I try to have every new photo available as a print, which doing that makes a lot more of a process, but I think it's important to, because prints are, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, having like just seeing a print is just completely different than seeing something on, you know, a screen, for sure. But that's a whole different story for another time. But where I'm getting at, though, is like, instead of trying to do like books, which I would like to do from time to time, I think I want to make the book thing maybe a little bit more of like a an a a gap of time, you know, a time period, you know, book or something like that. Because making books, especially, you know, self-made or, you know, published to a company, but, you know, by yourself is very expensive. So it makes it expensive for the person buying it. So that's kind of a bummer. Like, I wish I could just sell books for cheap, but it's just not possible because I can't even get them made for cheap. So that's kind of like, that's the tricky thing of trying to do a book. But I kind of had the idea of having, like, you know, I've had it before where I had like a collection on the website where, you know, you click, I had a zine called Fancy That. So like I'd have a tab that said Fancy That and you just see the photos that are in it, which is interesting. One thing I thought about doing though is kind of actually making a YouTube video of, so it's basically like a slideshow really, but kind of doing it in a different way. Maybe something that's like something with like a behind the scenes with the photos or a conversation with the photos. That's something I'm kind of playing around with. I'm currently working on a series called The Garden That Grew. And that's probably going to be the next thing I either create a book with or a YouTube video or something. So I kind of have time. And because I want to really figure out what my process is going to be with that. Because, you know, doing the book is cool and I really like it. And I probably will actually just have a book available anyways. I think that's probably the best way to do it because I know people love doing the, you know, getting the books and I love doing it. I mean, a photo book is, you know, that's just, it's kind of like someone, you know, making a movie, you know what I mean? It's just like, it's just the, you know, it's the final piece of a project or whatever you want to call it. But I want to do something else, you know, something that's on the internet, you know, that's, you know, available in some way. And not just like a PDF of the book, cause that's boring. You know what I mean? That's kind of whatever. I'd honestly rather it be on just a, you know, a web page instead of kind of like a fake online book. But yeah, the next one I'll be doing it will be with The Garden That Grew, which that won't be available till either very late. It'll either be December or first of the year, just because I want to shoot some photos in the winter to kind of complete the project. So I got time to think about it, and I'm sure I'll talk more about it over this podcast as time progresses. But to kind of cap off this kind of random website conversation that kind of went in a few different directions is, yeah, I just highly suggest having your own website. It's your space. You know, it's not going to go out of style because it's your space. Getting a domain name is so cheap. I don't even know how it's still the price it is, because the internet is like, I mean, it's really becoming like the main thing in life, really. I mean, a lot of people are, only thing they're doing is all their shopping is on there and order food and everything else. It's only going to become more popular than what it is, which is kind of crazy to think about. But I mean, you can get a domain name for real cheap. Websites are, you know, fairly cheap. What I suggest, and obviously, yeah, I'm not getting paid by saying any of this, but my website is ran by Squarespace, and I believe I have a little bit cheaper of a price because I've had it for quite some time now, but I want to say it's around $10 a month. I know it costs, you know, it sucks having like a bill basically to have a website, but I think the best way to think about it is that you're investing in yourself, you know. You know, there's money always being, you know, spent everywhere. You know, you're either doing something, something with that. But this money actually, yeah, it's going to a company, but it's going to a company for you. And it's something that's, you know, owned and operated for 24 hours a day. So it's like, it's something that's like, it's well worth the money if it's around $10. You know, it's like, it's, you know, obviously if it's a little, I think they have like an e-commerce one. So if you want to have like stuff on sale there, it's going to cost more money, maybe like $20 a month. But you can always embed like PayPal links, however you want to do it. But that's a whole different thing. But I mean, it's still a very cheap investment for what it is. I mean, you have your own platform basically for a very small fee every month. And then, domain names are super cheap. I think you can get like a 5-year domain for like $40. Or something like that. So, I'd suggest going to something like GoDaddy for a domain name. So then, you know, if for some reason you feel like leaving Squarespace or whatever, you have your domain name, at a domain hosting site, so it's not like stuck at one platform. I'm sure you can like switch it off Squarespace. I've never done it, so I don't have any knowledge on that. But I would just go to GoDaddy, find your domain name, whatever it be. I would not do just a single year, because I think that's the most expensive way to do it. It's usually around $15 or $12. But if you do a multi-year, it's definitely cheap. That's kind of where I'm just going to leave it. I can't finish this podcast without a plug, so make sure you check out my website, beastmania.com. And yeah, if you start a website, you know, tweet Squarespace and tell them I sent you. Maybe they'll hook me up. But my YouTube is youtube.com/beastmitty. Find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Snapchat. My handle is beastmitty.com, all spelled out. But hope everyone's doing great. And take care, everyone. I'll talk to you guys soon.